Welcome to Fit and Proper. I'm Rhys James.
And I'm Lloyd Griffith.
Each week we delve into the murky world of football club ownership. We're giving control to our famous guests to run their beloved club in their own way.
They can do whatever they like, from changing the manager to moving the stadium closer to their house, sacking their mascot to insisting all their players have blue dreadlocks.
But their decisions will be scrutinised heavily, just like a real owner, firstly by Lloyd and I, and then our supercomputer, which will analyse the data and decide if they are a fit and proper person to run a football club.
Hello, Lloyd.
Hello, Rej.
How are you doing?
I'm all right, mate. Yeah, not too bad at all. Thank you very much.
We're in your house today.
Yes, we are.
Do in like your it? Lovely house. There's too many stairs up to this house.
Yes, well.
I'm not having a go at you.
No.
I don't look at you and think you live up four flights of stairs.
Oh, here we go. Okay. What do you mean by that?
Well, just Deliveroo-wise. I know you're a man who gets a lot of Deliveroos.
Not a lot of Deliveroos, but I have been partial to Deliveroo.
A Deliveroo driver typically is pretty anti-stairs. They want you to come down to the front and collect it there. Are you really, I suppose you're burning off the calories of the Deliveroo before you have it. Are you really going down and going back up for every Deliveroo?
I meet them halfway. So I live on the fourth floor and I meet them halfway.
And so you say what? Through the intercom, you say, here's a situation. Or do you put it on the instructions to driver when you order it?
No, I don't put any instructions. I just let them in on the intercom. There's no lift here because it's built in 1904, according to the deeds. And then I meet them halfway down and I give them a hefty tip.
Well, you tip through the app. You give them a cash tip.
Sometimes if I've got a bit of cash lying about, I'll give them a couple of quid. And then, but it's a pound of stair. A pound of floor, I'm basically.
A pound of stair?
No, it's not a pound of stair.
That's more than the order.
a pound of floor. I think that's fine.
Pound of floor is fair.
And I'll just see how far he gets up. Two quid. Three quid. You've gone one floor,
the way
quid.
For listeners, Lloyd is gesturing right now as if he's flipping the coin to them.
Was I?
Yeah, you were doing a thumb action like, here you go, kid. Spend it on something nice. Don't spend it all at once.
No, but if I do it through the app as well, I'll see where he meets me. You know, if I've had to do more stairs than him, then I'm like, oh, you're only getting a quid.
Yeah, fair enough.
If we meet halfway, £2. Good deal.
All right, it's a good system and it does make sense.
But do you like the house as a whole? It's not a hole, but it's like the house as a house.
Yeah, I like the hole as a house.
Yes.
It's very nice.
Yeah.
It's not how I pictured it from the Zooms.
What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you
think? The layout. So we've Zoomed maybe 100 times. Oh. I've Zoomed where you're in this house.
Yes.
Usually pissed.
All right.
Playing poker, as we've established on this podcast a lot.
Not recently.
But it seemed like it was open plan. You know,
interesting.
It really seemed like, you know, it was an open plan kitchen living room situation, and it just absolutely isn't.
No. We've got a guest today.
Yes, Charlie Baker.
Very lovely lad.
Your friend and mine, Charlie Baker.
Very lovely. I've known Charlie for a long time. Like, when I first started doing comedy, I was a little chubby bloke who sang on stage, and I was like, oh, hello, mate.
And everyone said, you need to see this Charlie Baker guy because you've nicked his act.
Essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little fat guy called Charlie Baker who, well, not fat, chubby at the time, and he says he's Jack Black. And you say you're Jack Black. He sings. He's a really good singer. And he's been
the exact same act.
He's been going a little longer than you, and he's very good. And I was like, oh, God. But we've become very good friends. I've been in his shows in Edinburgh and stuff. And he's been.
He's ill and he can't do it, he just sends you on.
No, I played a lookalike.
You actually did.
Which is what I was.
Yeah.
A Charlie Baker
tribute act.
And yeah, he's, I say, very supportive, very, very supportive man, very lovely man, very good comedian, very good singer. But he's a Torquay United fan. Big Torquay United fan is Charlie.
Yeah.
I've been to
And he's a sports broadcaster as well.
He's a sports broadcaster.
Crucially.
For TalkSport.
He's got a show on BT Sport. He's got a podcast about football. He's big in the game.
Podcast, if you're into your lower league football, he has got a podcast called The National Obsession, which is, I've been on a few times when Grimsby were in the National League. Very good podcast. But he's just an all-round entertainer and a bloody good lad and a big football fan. So it's going to be interesting to see what he does with Torquay.
Yeah, I think he's going to have some big ideas. Should we find out?
Let's find out.
Let's find out if he's a fit and proper person.
Today, joining us on the podcast, we have comedian, actor, singer, presenter. No, it's not me, Rhys. It's the incredibly talented.
You are here.
Yeah, I am here. It's incredibly talented, Charlie Baker.
Good morning. Ooh. I mean, it's not time sensitive, is it, a podcast?
No, so, but I think it's nice to give them...
I think our listeners will be early risers.
Okay.
So I think good morning is fair to say.
Milkman.
We're only going for milkman.
You're going for the milkman and the people getting up early for a flight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, you'll be able to tell from our adverts in future that that's who we're aiming for.
Yes, good.
Anyway, Charlie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you very much for having me. It's nice to talk about football for a change.
So, Charlie, you obviously host on TalkSport. You do Saturday mornings with, with
Let's
Max.
Let's just say I co-host.
You co-host.
Yeah, you co-host to get shorter.
Yeah. We've all co-hosted, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's actually nicer, isn't it?
We'll co-host this.
What Max Rushton calls the easy chair.
It's a lovely chair.
Which is actually a bit harder because you have to, I always say it's the harder chair because you don't get the first three obvious questions. You have to say the fourth question. Which is quite hard, isn't it?
Is that right? So when you have a guest.
It's not exactly set in stone, but.
Generally speaking.
You know, so if you're the host, you're going to go, so, you know, I try to think of a footballer then. Look at Bruce Grobbelaar. You know.
Right. Has he been on?
Well, I think we know what the first three questions are.
When was Grobbelaar last on?
Bruce Grobbelaar, you know, you're asking him about the current Liverpool situation.
That's not the first question you're asking Bruce Grobbelaar.
I don't know why I said Bruce Grobbelaar. I think it's because I'm in Lloyd's house and I've just seen a picture of Bruce Grobbelaar.
Where was that?
In the kitchen.
Oh, I should probably put out that it's not just one picture of Bruce Grobbelaar. It's a number of goalkeepers in a thing.
Sounded like you were about to say, there's several pictures of Bruce Grobbelaar. Anyway, I'm obsessed.
So the first question you're asking Bruce Grobbelaar.
The first three questions are quite obvious, aren't they? Because you're asking him about the thing you've got him on for, and then you're asking him about another question about that, and then probably what they're up to. And then the fourth question is always, I always try and go with an emotional question.
Yeah. What's your star sign?
What does that feel like? And it sometimes sends me down a bit of a well of nonsense. So the easy chair isn't... Hey, guys, the easy chair isn't as easy as it's cracked up to be.
I found that when I co-hosted Hawksby and Jacobs with you, and I was in the easy chair, and we had the man from Wisden, the cricket book people, and you'd asked the first three questions.
Asked the first three, didn't I, Lloyd?
And then Charlie just looked at me. I know not as much about cricket as Charlie, and famously, the man from Wisden. So I just went, smells nice. Where'd you get him printed?
On a radio program? You went with smells nice.
It did smell nice.
This is when who you're doing a podcast with.
And then you went for, the question was, when are you getting them printed?
Where do you get them printed?
Where do you get the books printed? That's what listeners want to know, isn't it? The sort of admin-based stuff for the actual physical book.
If you get a new book, you want to smell it, don't you? Yeah. And that's what, look. I'm the everyman. That's what I was, you know, and...
And have you been asked back many times?
Lloyd's very good. But the thing is, the people I co-host with, Max Rushton and Paul Hawksby is like the basically the king of interviewing.
Yeah.
So he's absolutely brilliant. And he does every bit of research going, and he actually reads the book if he's going to interview someone about the book. He doesn't just sort of flick through it beforehand and pick up a few questions from it. You know, he knows his subject inside out. So it's a real lesson sitting next to him. He's really brilliant.
Yeah, it's a great show to go on, and you know, we'd love to come on the show and plug this.
Well,
okay, so let's
be a big opportunity for Lloyd
by the time it's out. You never know.
Charlie, quite you possibly. Are a Torquay United fan.
I am, and will I ever stop going on about it?
I listen to you a lot on podcasts talking about Torquay and various radio shows, and you're very passionate, and I love it. And we've had a lot of rivalry in the past, Grimsby and Torquay being in the same league. Let's just get that. How did you first start supporting Torquay?
Yeah.
Tell us the story, Charlie.
I was a Liverpool fan for about 5 minutes.
Wow. Is this an exclusive? Is this new?
No.
Okay, fair enough.
I think every 9-10-year-old boy in the 80s, you know, like everyone supporting Man United in the 90s, you know, you sort of find football, don't you? You find football through it being on the telly. And that Liverpool team of the 80s, the Ian Rush, your Craig Johnstons.
Souness.
Your Jan Mulby, your Souness.
Grobbelaar.
Another. Do you get more money if we say Bruce Grobbelaar a lot?
He's the chief sponsor of the show, actually, yeah.
The ads, we're going to have a lot of tailored ads, mainly brown envelope companies.
Liverpool for about 10 minutes, loved it. My dad went, there's a team down the road, don't you?
So you were up in Newton Abbot?
In Newton Abbot, and Torquay is about 5 miles away. I once said that on a podcast or on the radio or something, and some bloke texted in, I thought you were from Newton. I thought you were from Newton Abbot. I said, I am from Newton Abbot. He said, why do you support Torquay? I said, well, we're going to support Newton Spurs, like the local sort of, you know, lower league team. I've got to support, I'm literally supporting a team that's 5 miles from my house anyway.
I think you get the points for local team.
I think I'm allowed to support Torquay United. Yeah. Do you? Yeah. And he got us tickets, and it was quite rare for him because he worked so hard. He worked all the time, 6 days a week, you know, 9 till 6 in the morning, ran his own business, had 12 staff.
Milkman, wasn't he?
Selling cars, right? Just quite a hard thing to
milk
do.
Milk floats.
Right. And so for him to get tickets and actually go with me was quite a big, it wouldn't be the sort of thing he'd normally do. My nan lived very close to the ground. My nan lived in Babbacombe, which is very, very close to the ground. So she had a link to it as well. But so it's quite a big thing. And I always thought it was a midweek game v Burnley. 1986 v Burnley. And it was a draw. And I always thought it was a midweek game. And I looked for the programme, because I wanted to buy the, as a grown man, I wanted to buy the programme, to have the programme the first game I ever went to. And it was a Saturday. It was a Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff.
So you're imagining it in the dark. So I'm imagining it under the lights.
I'm imagining it dark and like misty and foggy,
yeah,
and like cold. What? And it's like August or something.
People have got lilos in the stand.
Am I misremembering it? You know,
big sunglasses, sombreros. Everyone's just kicking exactly. back, drinking like, pina coladas.
Well, it is the English Riviera, really,
yeah,
so,
of course, yeah,
of course. So yeah, and remember, absolutely loving it. And then that was it.
So 1986, Torquay versus Burnley, first game.
Yeah,
did they win?
It was a draw.
It was
a draw.
Was Sean Dyche still managing then, or is he?
No.
And so did you go back with your dad then? Was that, would you then continue my dad, to go
my,
to games?
My dad wasn't a big, he would take us.
Yeah.
He would take us, but he's never a really big football fan, but he would take me and my brother and then my sister eventually. But he was really pleased when he didn't have to go anymore, you know, but we did go a lot. Yeah. We did go a lot. And I think for a while he was quite, and he had a board. That was the other thing. He had a board around the side. So I don't know if he got some sort of, I don't know if he ever got free tickets or discount, but He had a board around the side of the pitch, Key Garage, Newton Abbott, which I've found. I'm like a photo detective of a look at every single bit of footage.
Pronounced stalker
from the 80s. I look for my dad's board. Lovely.
Is Key Garage still operating?
No. He sold Key Garage.
Give it a big plug. Okay. Well, he sold it.
He sold it. Yeah.
Don't use that company. Under no circumstances use Key Garage.
Long time ago.
Under absolutely no circumstances use it, regardless of whether you see an advertising hoarding or not.
Yeah.
If you see the board, ignore.
But then the moment I started watching them, loads of mad stuff happened. So it became really, really exciting really, really quickly.
Mad stuff in what way?
Yeah, I go on about it all the time. There's a Netflix documentary on it. You can pick that up about the police dog who runs on the pitch.
Yeah.
So am I going to tell this story again? Okay, here we go. This is available on five or six other podcasts. I will tell very briefly, and there's a very good Netflix documentary about it called Losers. It's the end of the season. We are 5 minutes from being booted out of the league.
You need a point.
We need a point. We're 2-1 down. The Crewe. And Crewe have like David Platt and like really good players. They're a really good team. It's a baking hot day. The place is a dust bowl. We need a point to stay up. We're 2-1 down. There's 5 minutes to go. Police dog. There's a bit of trouble in the crowd. A police dog, Alsatian, runs on the pitch, bites our defender, Jim McNichol. He goes down. In the injury time that creates, we score a goal and we stay in the league. It's the greatest football story of all time.
God. That is amazing. Wow.
I'm so glad you
That
were.
Is incredible.
So yeah, Bryn the police dog, who will come up later on, I'm sure, in this podcast. So that as a kid, a boy from Torquay, who, you know, not a lot happens, but that makes you feel like, oh no, this is a special thing to be involved
in.
This is an exciting thing to be involved in. And also, I just loved it. I just loved the whole thing. Just love getting to the ground and being in your ground and the smell of it and the people. And
smell of it.
Yeah.
And pies. I get there early.
Good pies at Torquay?
Pies. Well,
pasties.
Pasties mainly. But
of course, I apologise.
Food's never been great.
You're right.
So I apologise immediately. Torquay, I wasn't considering the demographic.
Oh, breaking news.
Breaking news, Lloyd and Reese. We've just been told that Charlie Baker has been announced as the new owner of Torquay United. More news as we get it, but to confirm, Charlie Baker has just been announced as the new owner of Torquay United.
Bloody hell, congratulations, mate.
Wow, well done.
That's got to be a dream come true, isn't it?
In some ways, a dream come true, but...
Poison chalice.
But poison chalice. And I always say, if you go and live where you go on holiday, where do you go on holiday?
Right.
So, yeah. Especially in Torquay.
That's poetic.
So
I like
the thing that gives me a lot of mental release...
You've made it work.
...is now my job.
Yes.
It's like becoming a comedian.
Yeah. Oh,
I'd love to be a
ruined
comedian.
Comedy.
Okay, off you go to Portsmouth Uni on a Tuesday night.
I love watching comedy. Wouldn't it be good to make it so that it's impossible to enjoy?
Yeah.
I want you to second guess every single person's joke as they're on stage.
And then
get angry if it's funnier than you thought.
Yeah. And anytime anyone does say anything funny, go, yeah, well, he's just doing that.
He's doing that bit again.
Oh, he's just doing crowd work.
Can we just ask, how much was it?
How did my, yeah, what did it say back?
Where did you get the money from?
Well, I have to pay the debts of the people who had it before.
Okay, cool.
So I think...
A few hundred grand?
It's cost me £3 million.
Oh, wow.
Which feels a lot for Torquay United.
For bottom of the league of the National League, Torquay United. Yeah, £3 million does seem a lot.
Yeah, they saw you coming a mile off. He's a big fan.
Also, I don't own the ground. That's owned by the council, so...
And are you
I don't really know what I've bought.
And where did you get the £3 million from, Charlie, if you don't mind asking?
It's everybody's dream to become a comedian. And unbelievably, my show, the 24-Hour Pasty People, has just sold a massive amount of tickets.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, stormed the West End.
Unbelievable. You know, when you read about these tours that make £20 million, you think, well, who's doing that?
Charlie Baker.
It's Charlie Baker.
Dave Chappelle. Ricky Gervais. Baker.
Exactly. Well, what it is, I've got remember when the DVD advances of the of the of the early 2000s? That's coming back.
Right, you're bringing DVDs back.
I'm bringing DVDs back, and I've got Universal on board.
Have you? That's
great. And they've given me a £20 million advance.
Oh, so you've got quite a lot of spare change.
That's
then.
That's brilliant.
It's great.
You've got a lot of money left over.
So obviously, like Wrexham, they've gone on to, is it Disney Plus? They've gone to.
Yeah.
Sunderland have gone Netflix. You're going DVD.
Yeah, but not streaming. DVD only.
DVD only. And will you be selling,
Blu-ray?
No.
No, not Blu-ray. No. Not Blu-ray.
No.
Just DVD.
Bog standard DVD.
Basic DVD.
I mean, no one's got anything to play it on.
But will you be selling DVD players in the club shop?
Maybe there'll be a TUFC. And this is how I'm going to perhaps fund the transfer market, is we also sell DVD players.
Branded.
That's great. Branded.
Thing is, I am joking, but as someone who does have 2,500 copies of an album he made on CD about 8 years ago...
Could come in handy.
In the loft.
Yeah.
It is, you know.
Well, Lloyd's still trying to shift the mini discs.
Yeah.
The DVD market is where I've made all my money.
I like that. Okay.
And I've decided to buy Torquay United. I would love, I know this is the premise of your podcast, and I'm thrilled I have bought Torquay United. I would love to have enough money for it to not be a problem.
What? Spending 3 million on Torquay?
Winning the Euro Millions. One of those people who wins like 175 million quid.
Yeah.
It would not be a problem then, would it? Running a little football club. Would it be a football?
Not at all.
Nah, 3 million. Well, chump change.
You've got to look at the likes of Wrexham. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't matter they've got a £2.5 million.
No.
So for you, is this a short-term thing or a long-term thing? Are you looking to make money out of Torquay United? Or is it a passion project? How are you planning this? Have you got a short-term plan or a long-term plan?
I am in it for the long-term, but I am not going to run it for the long-term. I am in it to get Torquay United back on an even footing.
Yeah.
And in profit. And in League One, mid-table League One.
Wow, like Exeter.
And then set up a fund from my hundreds of millions of pounds from the DVD market.
It's hundreds of millions all of a sudden.
Yeah, yeah. Well, when we sell this is just the advance.
Because of selling the player. Right. Sorry, of course.
20 million was just the advance.
Just the advance. That and you're going to far outsell that advance.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you'll be making money
exactly.
Way...
Oh, right, exactly, okay. Because it's going to come... It's the whole retro market. Have you seen how much vinyl is? It's like 60 quid.
You're hoping that... Yeah. You're hoping that...
You're not doing
DVD
it.
DVDs market. Have a renaissance like vinyl, and then people in like 15, 20 years will be buying DVD players.
I can't see why
this is
a problem.
Well, have you considered doing a 24-hour Pasty People vinyl?
I don't need to do it. I've got
don't
the
need
DVD.
DVD money. Yeah.
Why would I waste my money on vinyl?
And you don't fancy VHS?
I meant the DVD.
Sorry, I didn't know you were so loyal to the media.
I don't understand why you don't understand.
Yeah, it should be not hard to understand.
No, I didn't know that it was loyalty to the medium. Okay?
You keep suggesting other
mediums.
Mediums, right? But the DVD market, imagine it. Streaming drops out. When
Netflix published their results next in a few months, which is what they're going to do, gone.
It's gone, right?
Where are people going to turn to?
Everything's going to drop out.
Love it.
People are going to want physical copies of things again.
No NFTs. DVDs. No.
Sure, but VHS is also a physical copy. But it's just...
No one's got the players anymore, have they? Everyone's got a DVD player knocking about.
If I thought about this podcast before we did it, and I thought that maybe I'd hear the phrase, no one's got the players, I would have thought, yeah, that would be relevant. I didn't know that would be about DVDs. I thought that might be about, you can't get the footballers these days.
There might be a first wave of VHS. But everyone goes, hey, yeah, that's cool.
But it'll move VHS, on.
But it'll move on.
The practicality
on.
Of the DVD comes back.
They'll remember VHS wasn't great.
Yeah.
But the DVD, it's not to like.
Got it. So you've got hundreds of mil.
Hundreds of mil from the Renaissance. I've bought the phrase DVD.
So anytime anyone says it, they owe you money.
I'm as surprised at this as you are.
Yeah.
But I'm fully in the yes and impro spirit.
Sure.
I've gone with it. I've gone with the bit.
Are you going to be a facing chairman?
So this is what I'm saying. I'm going to make the club responsible and...
ethical.
Ethical. And then I'm going to give it back to the people of Torquay.
That's lovely.
There will be a trust fund that will sort of look after itself, live off the interest. You know, when you think, oh, I'll get £1 million and live off the interest. Is that possible still? I don't know if that's...
Yeah, 100%.
Is it 100% interest?
I don't
interest?
Know. I think
100% interest.
With interest rates at the moment, you can live off your interest.
I think that's a different thing. That's mortgage interest rates. So the bank account interest rate is a very different thing. I think with inflation, you're a bit fucked.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's a thing called inflation. We don't have time to get into it.
I don't want to get into that.
Not this podcast.
Yeah.
My godfather, when I was a kid, he was like, you want to be so rich, you're eating dinner and you're paying for it from the interest on your interest. And I was like, oh, brilliant. Oh, Two days ago, I got a meal deal that had a yellow sticker on. And I was like, yes, please. Yeah, and it was more expensive. Anyway, so that's by the by.
I've seen your act. No one will make a DVD of it.
Wow.
And he owns all DVDs.
And I own DVDs.
You're never going to give me choice.
So I'm afraid not commissioned.
No,
red light.
Not a problem. I'm going to stop.
And are you thinking about doing you could do a sort of Wrexham style series and sell the DVDs of that, of your takeover of Torquay.
What a good idea that is. Only available on DVD.
Only available on
DVD. Sorry, that's what I thought this was. No?
No,
this is his stand-up
special.
The
only DVD available...
Oh, wow.
Is my stand-up special.
Right, sorry, I didn't realise that. I thought I'd seen your stand-up. So
as we go on, we'll...
start commissioning more of your own stuff.
That's great.
See, this is how it works. It's self-feeding. Every Talk United match, if you want to watch it...
You've got to watch it after the fact on DVD.
On DVD.
So no live, there's no live.
No live.
You have to be at the ground, or you can watch it on DVD later.
Or you can watch it on DVD.
And are you releasing them every week, or is it a box set of the season? Because people get into box sets, don't they? They might want to watch three, four games in a row.
Look, the business plan I've made of this, which, you know, it's not that old.
It's retro, but it's not that old.
Yes, box sets will be available at the end of the season if you need to catch
Perfect.
Up on.
Well, this is already the Spurs business model, to be fair. We like a DVD.
Okay.
Anytime we win a game, we release a DVD.
Interested. Your eyes lit up. You thought, actually, it was pretty good.
Let's get into the nitty gritty keeping him manager.
I will keep Gary Johnson if he's still the manager when this podcast goes
Without a doubt, the most National League name for a manager. Oh,
Gary Johnson.
Gary Johnson came into Torquay United and completely sort of picked it up and made it work.
And now you're
made us play great football. And then it's been a difficult year or two. But I have the thing. It's happening with Steve Cooper at Nottingham Forest. If someone understands your club, if someone understands the town and where you live, understands the people, understands what they want and what they need from their football club, it's very difficult to get rid of that person and say goodbye to them.
Yeah.
The other thing I'm going to try and do to revolutionise how we run the club and how I would like the club to be is, you know, an all-inclusive holiday?
Of course. Yep.
Right? You pay a bit more and you get absolutely loads. Torquay United becomes all-inclusive. Right? So you many chips as you like.
Sure.
No one pays for anything. Club shop, and you go. You know, that's a little bit of extra, but the whole thing is all inclusive.
The DVD players, if they're included, you know? So you need to...
They're not included.
All-inclusive DVD players excluded.
Little asterisk, you know, next to the...
So how much are you paying for... Well, so you get an all-inclusive ticket for Talking United.
All-inclusive ticket. Right. So at the moment, I think it's 16 quid to get in. I make it 25 quid to get in.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And that covers your drink, everything. Your food.
Many chips as you like, mate.
But is it just chips?
Pasties?
To clarify.
Pasty and chips.
Is it all food and
pasty
drink?
And chips and a cup of tea. Is bottomless tea and coffee.
Okay.
Doesn't cost anything, does it?
Lager?
No, it's just water. Yeah.
Lager?
Also, it doesn't cost a fiver, you know.
Lager? Can I have unlimited lager if I go?
No, booze.
Okay,
booze
so it's excluded.
Booze,
as
booze
it
is
so often
excluded because it is.
Inclusive.
Unless you buy the 35 quid ticket and the people who can afford it will.
Yeah, and I guess the margins on a pint, again, it's not a tenner, is it? Do you know what I mean? So,
well, how many can you drink in 90 minutes?
I know.
You're trying to watch the football. You see, there's something going on. The all-inclusive bit only is while the football's on.
Ooh.
But not before,
not before the game.
20 minutes before. 20 minutes after.
How do you signify
so
this?
So it feels like
a
good
bell?
It feels like a good deal, doesn't it?
This is like getting to Pizza Hut at 3:10.
Yeah.
20 minutes before the all-you-can-eat buffet ends, yeah. And you're just...
So how are you going to signify that it's like last orders kind of thing? Are you going to do a bell?
A big siren, like a...
And you do that for when it starts as well? Do you do that for the 20-minute window before
Such
the game?
Such a good impression of a siren.
Like a big air raid siren, you know.
And everyone sprints into the foyer.
Sprinting in.
Yeah, okay.
Do you think that'll distract the players at all? A massive air raid siren and loads of people.
As I say, it's not about the football.
A bucket of chips. It's not about the football.
It's not about the football.
Right, okay.
No,
cool.
No. And then, you know, they players could come on, just chuck it. Because it's a very talky thing, isn't it? Fish and chips. So the players come on, they come on during the warm up. They're chucking out chips.
Right. To...
Like you were for a seagull or something, you know. I mean, the seagull problem would be an issue, I think, there.
Yeah, especially as you were called the seagulls.
We're not called the seagulls. We're called the gulls.
Okay, cool. Right. Sorry.
The seagulls are Brighton.
Mistake on
And
my...
also, seagulls don't exist. Herring gulls exist, is what you're thinking of.
Right.
Seagulls don't exist. Gulls exist.
I am very sorry.
Okay, Lloyd?
Seagulls don't exist?
No.
Oh, sorry. We can't make this QI. We can't make this. We simply don't have time to make this QI, but I don't believe you. There's no such thing as a fish. Check out the podcast.
There's no such thing as a seagull.
They need the traffic. Yeah, let's plug a really successful... Oh, listen to the Parenting Hell while you're at it. Why not make them a few quid?
I actually reckon
off
no
menu.
Such
ever
thing
heard
as a seagull
of it?
Is a
Feeling
better
peckish.
Name
off menu.
Okay, are programs included in the all-inclusive?
The program is only available on DVD.
Of course it is. Sorry, of course it is. Like teletext. Is it like a teletext?
In advance.
I did not expect to be talking about DVDs quite so much today, but we've run with it. Yeah, DVD program is available for people who want to. Do you think the program's had its day, lads?
Well, sorry, you... are asking, has the program had its day?
Printed program.
Mr. DVD, do we sell DVD players? Do you think the printing press is over, I reckon?
Mr. DVD is what I will become known as.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Our owner, obviously, yeah. Mr. DVD up there. And let me ask you this. Are you going to change
Charlie who? Mr. DVD. Yeah. Oh!
Are you going to change the team crest to a sort of that DVD logo that bounces around the
no,
screen?
Because at the moment, what's your crest at the moment? It's like, it's
don't like DVDs that much. not weird about it, Reese.
Good point.
Do you know what I mean?
You've not been weird about it at all, actually.
What is your logo at the moment? Is it like a
So our logo
it's
at the moment
Chevron.
It's an M.
No, it's a yellow background and blue, and you know the Motorola sign.
Yeah,
it's like that. But that we were there first, and it signifies signifies two gulls.
Does it?
Signifies two gulls is what it signifies.
Herring gulls.
Herring gulls.
Yeah, because I don't know if you know, Charlie, but seagulls don't exist.
They.
Let me be the first to say, edit will show, I was the first to say seagulls don't exist.
I will tell you, we were originally the Magpies, and we played in black and white.
I'm sorry, I've never really looked at the Torquay United badge before and gone, what in God's name is that? So you're saying that those, so I'm just going to show the badge to the team. That's two gulls, is it?
Yeah, that's two gulls flying, soaring into the sky, soaring to the top of the conference.
Two chevrons from the motorway.
Right. So... we were originally Magpies.
Wow.
And then I think sometime in the 60s, 70s, something like that, we got changed to yellow and blue.
Because?
The sea and the sand.
Is that actually why?
That's the truth. Seeing the sand.
This is very all-inclusive seaside. I love it.
Is what I mean. So the theme is the English Riviera. It's the sea, it's the sand, it's all-inclusive. I want it to feel like when you go and watch Talking Heads, you're on holiday.
Yeah.
You're having a great holiday, including like, you know when you go to like a water park and they do photos of you with like the mascot and then you can buy it on the way out?
Sure.
That's what you're going to do.
Going to do that.
Are you keeping plane more then? Yeah.
Absolutely.
The stadium.
Absolutely, because I love it. Basically, and also it's, the kit is going to be, sorry, just on the badge, there was a brief moment, I think early 80s, where our badge became, there's a thing called the Torbay Palm Tree.
Oh, yes.
And there's a brief moment in the early 80s when our badge became two palm trees. And I wish we'd kept that. It's so good.
So do you want to go back to
that? I'd bring that back. And then
there is the
there's the palm tree. Lovely. There it is. Oh, look at that.
Lovely. Yeah.
See, why didn't they keep that?
Instead of two triangles.
That's great branding, isn't it?
Like in a nice circle. I love a circle.
It's great branding. Then a couple of seasons ago, actually, someone did bring it back. And on our kit, we had little palm trees. And it was brilliant. Got rid of it again. So I don't know why they've got rid of the palm trees. But I'd bring the palm trees back. But the kit would be retro 80s. I'm basically trying to recreate my childhood by owning the club. So I'm trying to recreate when we used to go to holiday camps as a kid. And the kit is my favourite kit, which is the 86-87 kit, which it was all yellow. And I think football has missed the trick by not having the men still playing in the short shorts.
Mm.
Who doesn't love seeing the players in the short shorts?
And there's nothing worse than seeing a player in baggy shorts these
awful
days. Emerson Royal, pathetic.
Awful. The bringing in of the three-quarter short, massive mistake, I think, for football. And I bring the short shorts back and we'd be the only team in the country to do it. And everyone would be like, wow.
Oh, they're cool.
People That's would great. flock, like a flock of seagulls.
Herringulls,
Herringulls, not seagulls. To see the short shorts. So that would be the kit. The kit would be constantly retro 80s.
Nice. Okay. And do you have a sponsor on the kit?
The DVD.
Is it just
it's just the DVD logo.
DVD
That's
logo.
Where we'd have the logo.
Oh, wow.
Like a hologram.
Yeah, could you have it like bouncing around
what a good
the
idea.
Shorts?
How would you do that?
Is that possible?
Well, you can get those t-shirts with a sort of digital screen on them, can't you? Rectangle. Where people put messages like, I don't know. Come talk to me. I'm horny, you know? Those
wow,
sorts of
yeah,
things.
That'd be good as
that's
well.
What, that's, what, that's what's
Footballers
on my
Footballers would love that. They love, they'd
hey
love
ladies,
to be able to...
come talk to me, I'm horny.
So there's a, so sorry, you get just one, to confirm,
DVD
there's a,
logo there's a
player,
bouncing around.
There's a player on a pitch with a DVD message saying, come talk to me, I'm horny.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
That's fine, just out there.
Can the players personalise their message on the digital screen?
Yes, they can have what they like.
Or is it just for the DVD logo to bounce around?
That's one of the things...
That's the default.
It's an extra sponsorship opportunity. Isn't it? For the players?
Advertising on there, yeah.
Advertising
their
on
own,
there.
Their own sponsors that they work with, the players work with.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. So it's good for them. They can also advertise if they're horny or not.
But they can put, you know, don't tackle me, I'm scared.
Well, that's or, nice, isn't it? Imagine
or
that. If you
tackle me, I'm horny.
Tackle me, I'm horny.
Imagine if you defend.
Oh, actually, that would... Yeah, I'd be less likely to tackle someone if it said, tackle me, I'm horny.
Yeah.
Gaffer, Gary, why did you take me off? Well, you put on your shirt. I'm scared.
I'm knackered. Knackered.
It was giving the opposition a lot of confidence.
Don't fancy it today.
Exactly.
Yeah, you could do all sorts of stuff. Oh, God.
Seriously,
this is
not up for this. Have you seen the size of their keeper?
Yeah.
Had a big one last night.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's so we've got the supercomputer comes in and gives you just to figure out whether you are fit and proper to you know, own a club. The supercomputer's just come up with here. Your star player, I'm assuming Dean Moxey.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Dean Moxey,
who has scored almost all of your goals this season and is undeniably carrying the whole of the squad. He has started DMing your wife.
She
says it's just friendly, but her face lights up when he's mentioned in conversation. Yeah. Mm. Is it a case of do whatever you have to keep him, or are some things off limits?
I just think Dean Moxey, I mean, he's got a lovely wife himself.
Right,
so,
okay.
You know, I think I'd bring it up with her first. I'd make her aware of the situation.
Yeah.
And see what she says. See how she wants to move on with it.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about it because I love my wife dearly.
Yeah.
You know,
lovely lady.
If it is just, you know, if they are just having a nice chat, I think that's all right, isn't it?
New development.
She is the chairman's wife.
You're letting him get on with it, but he's changed his status on his screen to it's complicated.
On his shirt.
Wow. Horny and complicated.
Horny and it's complicated, yeah.
But yeah. He's still
don't
scoring.
Sub me off, I'm horny, is what it says.
Sub me off, you said.
Yeah.
Could also be the title of the podcast.
Sub me off, I'm horny.
He's scoring 4 goals a game, though.
Yeah, yeah.
You're top of the league.
Yeah.
He's carrying you.
Yeah.
But he's texting your wife.
Yeah. So I trust my wife implicitly to be able to keep that at arm's length and keep it businesslike. And look, if she is interested in having an affair, then maybe there's something wrong in our marriage and we need to discuss it.
Oh, I love how you've turned it on yourself.
Maybe we need to discuss it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe this is showing a crack in our marriage and we need to discuss the fact that she wants to fuck Dean Moxie.
Yeah, and you can have an adult conversation. You can sit down over a nice glass of rosé that you've charged her an extra £6 for and you can say, do we need to address this? And you can have a proper conversation.
A conversation. Maybe we see some couples counselling. And because the only way out is through, Rhys. And so, you know, you have to talk to each other and make sure you're both okay and then move on with your life in the best way you can see possible. Because it doesn't need to be the end.
Is that what you've got on your top?
It doesn't need to be the end.
It doesn't need to be the end. Are there any rules you're wishing to impose on any players, backroom staff at all? Do you know what I mean? Like anything that you're like, look, do you know what? Charlie Baker's the new...
Yeah.
Here.
I think the first rule would be please don't DM my wife, which Dean Moxie has broken.
He's broken
instantly,
the first
and I suppose that was the reason.
And his initials are DM.
Wow, DM
it
me.
All adds up.
That's
it
the Dean. That's the Dean Moxie podcast, surely.
Isn't it? DM me. Yeah.
Slide into my DM.
DM, comma me, the podcast.
Sliding into DM.
Perfect.
Tackle me, I'm horny.
My only thing for footballers would be they have to be from Devon.
What?
That's what I'm...
Okay.
So then you become...
So you really into the, so you really care about it.
You really care about it, don't you? Then it's like playing for your county, you're playing for yourself. You really care about the county you're from. So only players from Devon are allowed to be in... the team.
Do you think that's going to be somewhat limiting?
No, absolutely not.
I'm just going to interrupt you here. Good news for the club, great news for your wife, bad news for you. Dean Moxie, born in Exeter, which is in Devon.
So he can play?
Perfect.
He can play. Ollie Watkins, look him up.
He's a bit busy, I think.
He was Torquay ball boy. He was a ball boy for Torquay United.
Josh Widdicombe.
Kiefer Moore.
Yeah, but these guys already... So do you think you'll be able to sign them?
Listen, we're talking a few years' time when they've just dripping down the league.
Right, okay. And they want to retire.
Plus, you can pay big wages, obviously, because of the DVD
West
sales.
Country is a retirement home. A lot of the time, it's God's waiting room, you know. So
is that how you're going to treat the team? It's sort of like you'll get a lot of sort of...
It's solely players in the last year of their contracts from Devon.
Yeah. So you're going to become a sort of... MLS, Chinese Super League.
Exactly.
Who actually rather just stay in the UK. Yeah.
just do that. I mean, I can't pay him a lot, is the thing. Not going to be paying them a lot.
But you've got all this money.
Well, let's see how they get on.
Okay, mascot.
Yeah, this is the big one, right? It's Bryn the Alsatian.
Of course.
Why it isn't Bryn the Alsatian anyway.
Who is it?
It's Gilbert the Gull, right?
Mm. Where's not Harry the Herring Gull?
It's Gilbert the Gull. Because we're the gulls. We're not the herring gulls. We're the gulls.
Yes, sorry.
So Gilbert, get fucked. We're getting
it'd be a shame to say that.
Getting a police dog.
But why is it not Bryn the Alsatian in a Torquay United kit?
Yeah.
What, I mean, absolutely brilliant. We do have Bryn Ale. But why is it not Bryn the Alsatian?
Well, have you ever been to Slough Station, train station?
No. Well, probably.
I think you probably definitely have. I think
probably have.
Yeah. There is a stuffed dog that used to be the station dog. Is Bryn still about?
Or... I don't think Bryn is still alive. No.
Right. Yeah.
Seeing as he was a police dog in 1986.
I don't know. Yeah, he bit a man, so he would have been put down immediately. I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a shame. I'm just thinking, like, you could stuff him.
Not the actual dog. No.
Oh right. Okay.
Not
so you want
to reanimate? Yeah, man, that'd be nice, though, wouldn't it? To reanimate Bryn, just like a bit of bad taxidermy. And he sort of comes on robotically. No, someone dressed as a big Alsatian.
Big Alsatian.
Because there's no Alsatian. There's no Alsatian.
No, there's a devil. There's a boiler.
Anywhere, is there a boiler?
Does he have to walk around? Does the guy in the mask have to walk around on all fours? So to be like a dog.
It's the reserve keeper.
It's the reserve keeper.
Reserve keeper has to do Brin as well.
All fours, so, or can you be upright?
Oh, yeah, maybe on all fours. That'd be quite nice. Wouldn't it be a nightmare, wouldn't it, though?
And like when the mascots come on who are, you know, holding hands, the kids come on holding hands with the players, does he like go up and like pretend to bite them on the leg?
Well, but that's his thing. Let me at him. He's worked out what he does, and that's what he does.
Yeah. Poses with the right.
This is great. So I think there's a lot to surmise.
Yeah.
But, so we're just going to type into the supercomputer just to see if you're fit and proper.
Okay.
This analyzes all sorts of data, and it's got good. It's got famously got sound effects, hasn't it, Lloyd?
Okay, lovely. Yeah. Oh, it's modern, isn't it?
The budget's crazy on this.
Never thought of getting into the DVDs.
That's the analysis done.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's the verdict?
No.
It's sad.
Yeah, you're not fit and proper.
Not fit and proper person to take over the club. Run. I like your ideas. Well, I'm afraid you're wrong on several counts.
This is utter bullshit.
Yeah.
Good job you retrained in cyber then, isn't it?
Well, thank you very much for coming on and sharing your views about how you would, how you are.
Actually said a lot of very good ideas.
We're not disputing that the ideas are good. They're just not fit and proper.
Yeah, they're really...
Undeniably, they're good ideas.
Simon,
I mean, who wouldn't spend $100 million on DVDs?
Simon Jordan will be listening to this and going...
How I should have done it.
Steve Parrish will be listening going, that's how I'm going to do it. And also his catchment area, South London, he's going to be all right.
Only people from South London. That's what it should be. Every team should be the people from where it is.
I think you're describing international football. I think you've landed on the concept of international football there. Okay.
Look, I've made one mistake in an hour.
That's true.
Charlie Baker, thank you for coming on Fit and Proper. You've been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you, Reese. Thank you, Lloyd.
Best of luck with the DVD.
Thank you very much.
There we go. Was Charlie Baker. Good episode.
What a good lad. What a lovely bloke.
And really some proper improv in that. he really was looking at you. The whole time he was just looking at us like, I'm going with this.
It's a shame that it's not filmed because there was somewhere you could see him going, I've committed.
He was basically,
so I'm going for
he was basically
it.
Shrugging the entire time.
There was moments
but he speaks
where,
with such conviction.
Yeah. He could be he'd be an amazing politician.
Yeah.
Like, just put him a question, he'd go through it and go, I completely believe that. There were moments where he was looking around the room for inspiration.
Definitely.
Like, and I was like, I haven't got a DVD player, so I don't know where he's going with this.
No. But you have got one of those screens that says, I'm horny, please tackle me. So that's where that came from.
I didn't want to bring that up, that I've been wearing that for 10 years. But really great episode. And he's just very funny.
Very funny. And he's on tour. He's doing a tour that he alluded to.
24 hour pasty people. I think it's coming to the Southwest.
Go see it live before the DVD comes out.
If the DVD comes out.
Oh, there'll be a DVD. It's going to make him 100 mil.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Also, if you're talking about tours, Reese, I do believe that you're on tour at the moment.
Big time.
Well, not on the... Your tour's
the tour
on
is
sale.
On sale at the moment, yes.
Spilt Milk, is that
Spilt
right?
Spilt Milk.
Wow.
Correct. You're on tour.
What?
You're going on tour, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going on tour, boy.
What's it called?
Come on. You know
Big Lad in Town.
It's called Lloyd Griffith, One Ton of Fun.
One ton of fun.
One ton of fun.
One ton.
No,
like soup.
One ton,
like the
one
soup.
Ton.
One ton of fun.
Not one. It's only,
Google it. WANTON of fun if you're Googling
it. Yeah, it's only one ton.
One ton of fun. And it's all about how much Lloyd pays Deliveroo drivers when they bring in his one ton soup up the stairs.
I give my delivery driver a one ton.
He gives him a one ton of fun. Anyway, this is way too long an outro. Subscribe to the podcast and share it with your mum. Bye.